Hi, hello. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Already, would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
I appreciate it. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following people. What would be your opinion of Ruben Becerra? Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, very unfavorable, or somewhat unfavorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Thank you. How about Aaron Sinner?
Oh, very favorable.
All right. Greg Kassar?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Roland Gutierrez?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Chevo Pastrano?
You know what? I don't know him or anything about him.
Okay, that's okay. What about Debbie Gonzalez Inglesby?
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. What about Beto O'Rourke?
Oh, definitely favorable.
Thank you. Alrighty, moving on. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Roland Gutierrez.
All right. In a Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Aaron Sinner or Chevo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Aaron Sinner.
Thank you. Here is some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Chevo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in a local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, and get funding to end gridlock on IH-35 and increase the minimum wage. Erin Sinner is in her third term as a Senate House member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping stream Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteered at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Would you vote for Aaron Sinner or Chevo Pastrano?
Aaron Sinner.
I appreciate it. Next, Rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who would you support in a Democratic primary election for a state representative. Use 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. So I will read to you some statements, and please scale, please give me a number from 1 to 5, 1 meaning not important and 5 the most important. First statement, climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
Okay. Fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
5.
Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5.
Thank you. Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
5.
Restoring abortion rights.
5.
Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Thank you. Vouchers. Stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
5.
Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
5.
I appreciate it. When it comes to the issues of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? I'll read to you 2 options. Please tell me if you like option A or prefer option B. Option A, one whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas' restriction on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives. Statement B, one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures.
2.
Thank you.
B, next, whatever it was.
the last one I read. Okay, thank you. Next, here are a few statements you may hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against the candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make any difference to you. Again, so I will read to you some statements. Based on this statement, please let me know if this statement will make you definitely vote against the candidate, probably vote against the candidate, or will not make any difference. First statement I got is, the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Most likely not vote for them. I don't remember
definitely
the options.
The options that I have is definitely vote against that.
Oh, definitely
candidate.
Vote against. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hays County. Will that make you definitely vote against, probably vote against, or will not make a difference?
Will not make a difference.
Okay. The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technically, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing, and he groped her.
Definitely against.
Thank you. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
Definitely against.
Okay. While a candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong, deep roots here.
Makes no difference.
Will not make any difference. We're almost done here. Lastly, some statements about the record of a state representative Erin Sinner. Answer if your reaction to each of these is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. So the statements that I will read to you, please let me know if that caused any of these reactions to you, either positive, neutral, or negative. First, a statement I got is, Erin Sinner has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local community tools to manage growth.
Positive.
Would that be very positive or somewhat positive?
Oh, very positive.
Thank you. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a 3-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive.
Okay. Representative Sinner successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions of funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very positive.
Thank you. As the only member of Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sinner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very positive.
Okay, Erin Sinner has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republican extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restriction against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very positive.
Okay, Erin Sinner is leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ+ rights.
Very positive.
I appreciate it. After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdose, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Very positive.
Thank you. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote if you had to choose today? Would you vote for Erin Sinner or Shavo Pastrano?
Erin Sinner.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes only. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an African American or Black?
No.
Okay. What was the last grade you completed in school?
12.
You graduated from high school?
Yes.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30,
11 to
or
20?
Thank you.
11 to First, 20, yeah.
Thank you. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. Thank you so much for your kindness. I highly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.